WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Sanctuary cities will be getting more illegal immigrants if President Donald Trump has his way. He wants to send new immigrants seeking asylum into Democratic strongholds to punish political opponents for inaction on the border. Correspondent Sarah Westwood.
He said if sanctuary cities have open arms for immigrants, he's going to give them what they're asking for. But Democrats are reacting strongly to the president's proposal, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that this is an idea unworthy of the presidency.
Hours before the president announced his intentions, both the Department of Homeland Security and a White House official had insisted the sanctuary cities plan had been floated and then flatly rejected. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's giving the U.S. until the end of this year to negotiate an agreement on a nuclear plan. He told his country's parliament that yesterday, correspondent Paula Hancock.
It's interesting that he's now trying to hurry this along, because North Korea has always been playing the long game when it comes to denuclearization talks. And it's actually the U.S. President Donald Trump who's saying that there's no need to rush this, and if they do rush it, then it wouldn't be a proper deal.
Un also says he's open to having a third summit with President Trump if the U.S. could offer mutually acceptable terms for an agreement. He blames Mr. Trump for the collapse of their last summit. The president says he left the summit early because of Un's demands for sanctions relief in return for limited disarmament measures. The National Cherry Blossom Festival's wrapping up this weekend.
Peak bloom is past, but the events continue this weekend at the National Cherry Blossom Festival. The event's Diana Mayhew says why the festival is a month long.
It's really to create D.C. as the destination, the springtime destination here in the city, but also to make sure that there is lots of things for people to do no matter when they come to Washington.
In addition to events in D.C., the National Harbor and the Japan-America Society of Washington will host Sakura Sunday. Admission is free. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Cherry Blossom Parade steps off down Constitution Avenue at 10 this morning. Traffic in the district will be more of a nightmare today than usual. Not only is the Cherry Blossom Parade happening, but the Caps and Nats are playing home games in the Emancipation Day parades this afternoon, with celebrations running into this evening. There are lots of road closures today, including parts of Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenues. Director of the district's Department of Transportation, Jeff Marudian, says public transit's probably your best bet to get around.
Mayor Bowser recently made circulator free, and that's an option along with WMATA services as well. We also have bike sharing.
Metro suspended daytime track service this weekend, although trains will likely be packed. In sports, the Nats fell to the Pirates 6-3. Game 2 in that series is today. The Caps take on the Hurricanes in Game 2 of the playoffs at 3. 5 former major champions share the lead at the midway point of the Masters. It's been 14 years since Tiger Woods won the Masters green jacket, and he says the weather's helping his bid to wear it again.
With it being so hot, the ball's flying forever. So, you know, it's nice to, we're hitting, you know, short irons and into a lot of the holes because of it. You know, if it got cooler from the same distance, it'd be a totally different deal. But with it being so warm, ball's flying forever.
WMAL traffic and weather next.
Celine Dion has just announced her Courage World Tour, and she'll be at Capital One Arena on March 11th, 2020. Win your tickets now at WMAL.com/contests. Celine Dion tickets go on sale starting Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, and you can win your tickets right now from WMAL. Celine Dion, live, March 11th, 2020 at Capital One Arena. Win your tickets to the show at WMAL.com/contests.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Click on RetirementKeyRadio.com and listen Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, the accidents on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both north and southbound after 197 cleared, lanes are open. And the Beltway looking good through Montgomery and Prince George's County. Disabled vehicle cleared on the inner loop at the BW Parkway. In Virginia, the earlier accident northbound 95 at 610 in Garrisonville cleared away. There is an accident reported northbound 95 at Dale City, but no lanes blocked at this time. Keep in mind, if you're traveling on 66 eastbound between 110 and the Roosevelt Bridge, there is a new traffic pattern and the lanes are shifting to the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain heavy at times. This morning, then mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers, a low around 60. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 77. Right now, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is the 82-inch Samsung 4K TV from the Big Screen Store. It's better than going to the game. Last year, it was $4,000. Now, it's our greatest buy ever, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online, guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. This is the 82-inch Samsung 4K TV from the Big Screen Store. It's better than going to the game. Last year, it was $4,000. Now, it's our greatest buy ever, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to healthcare, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why, in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing community by community for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great!
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So much to do, John. We'll jump right into it. Sanctuary cities, hot topic at the end of the week. The president talking about dropping off illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities, and that has not gone over well with the mayors.
It sounded like they thought they were going to see a remake of the classic science fiction film Soylent Green, starring Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson, both deceased. This was about a futuristic society in which country is heavily overpopulated, and when the overpopulation starts to get rebellious and riot, police come in, scoop them up with a steam shovel, dump them in the back of a truck, and they're never seen again. There was one ending to Soylent Green, and in the ending of the remake, the mayor saw the aliens in the United States illegally dumped into their cities, which are supposed to welcome people who are in the United States illegally. And they said, wait a minute, what was going to happen? Well, the fact is that perhaps they wouldn't have control over the situation, or perhaps they would get a front row seat on what happens when there's too many people brought into the United States in violation of the law and then are told to fend themselves. The cities and the mayors just simply could not deal with it. As it turned out, the president's attorneys looked at this and said that the dumping of people crossing the border illegally into sanctuary cities would create more problems than it solved, and that there would be numerous legal issues. It never came about, but it sure is fascinating to ponder.
I want to turn to Homeland Security. Changes at the top, of course. Kirstjen Nielsen, other key personnel at Homeland Security. And at week's end, does it look like the acting secretary could be there permanently?
He certainly could. I saw the president board his helicopter, Marine One, on Wednesday morning, and there were questions about Kevin McAleenan, the son of a Finnish immigrant and an Irish immigrant, and whether or not he would be given the permanent appointment. As always, the president said about McAleenan that he was a good person and he liked him, but we would see if he went on to the permanent appointment. I can say that there is an interesting background on Mr. McAleenan. He worked for Presidents Bush and Obama and received a letter of support for his current position, that is U.S. Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. He was backed for this position in a letter signed by officials of both the Bush and Obama administrations, being confirmed by a vote of 77-19 in the Senate. Now, that's what I call bipartisan support. We'll see if he actually does get this appointment in the end.
So members of the progressive punditry earlier in the week were comparing changes at the top of Homeland Security to Nixon's Saturday Night Massacre. Are they maybe exaggerating?
Not maybe exaggerating. Big time exaggerating. Look, let's put it on the table. It is one of the worst kept secrets in Washington that Donald Trump has lost his temper with Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, and that they've had a couple of exchanges in cabinet meetings that border on the X-rated in terms of language. It was a matter of not when Kirstjen Nielsen would leave her cabinet slot, but just precisely what time, and it was last Sunday night. Now, when you look at the other positions, the president wanted his own person at the Border Patrol, and Secretary Nielsen's resignation was followed by that of her deputy. In the case of the Secret Service Director, that was a matter of him going any day now, and it's amazing that he lasted the 2.5 years he did in the job that primarily provides security for the president and other officials. Randolph Tex Alls made a poor impression on the president when he was interviewed for the job, but his great benefactor was Secretary of Homeland Security and future White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. General Kelly wanted his fellow General Alls to have this job at the Secret Service or he would resign. The president gave in, and now the president will get to do what he wanted to do in the first place and pick someone else beside Big Tex to handle the Secret Service.
Attorney General William Barr enjoyed a superb reputation in Washington, receiving unanimous confirmation when he was appointed Attorney General in Bush 41's administration. However, things changed this week. He's been under siege by the Democrats. Even Rod Rosenstein said in a Wall Street Journal interview, quote, "It's completely bizarre to say that William Barr is trying to mislead people on the Mueller report." At week's end, things have certainly changed for the Attorney General.
They certainly have. And the sad part is, as you point out, Rick, William Barr was someone who seemed almost above politics. From his days as a counsel in the Central Intelligence Agency to when he was the young Deputy Attorney General under the elder George H.W. Bush, to when he became Attorney General himself when he was barely 40 years old. Now, after years in the private sector, he's called back to his old job, and it's become an almost partisan battlefield. He was confirmed along party lines, quite a world of difference from when he was unanimously confirmed Attorney General more than a generation ago. General Barr went on to say that the Mueller report does not show any collusion with the Russians by the Trump campaign, nor does it show any signs of lawbreaking that we know of yet. Democrats are furious about this, and the nonpartisan sheen that shined up General Barr is tarnished in their eyes. I might add that his recent comment that there was spying on the Trump campaign, presumably by the FBI, has left many former admirers furious. The president addressed this outside his helicopter, and he said, "We're going to look into this." He also praised William Barr. Let me just tell you, William Barr should know when he's here at Justice for his second stint, you can't please everyone.
Well, things apparently not going to turn out so well for Herman Cain in his nomination to be on the Federal Reserve Board. And one quick note, a lot of people probably don't realize, because I don't think it was reported very much, that Herman Cain actually served on the board of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank. So he had a little bit of expertise on that topic.
He certainly did. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Rick, because I resent, quite frankly, so many people reporting on him, referring to him as the super salesman of pizza, as a former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, the former 2012 Republican presidential candidate, and forgetting that Herman Cain actually served on a Fed board before this moment. It turns out that the same charges that followed him and finally felled him in the 2012 campaign, that of sexual harassment of female employees, they reared their ugly head again, and four Republican members of the Senate came out in opposition even before Mr. Cain had his hearings in the Senate or was able to deny the charges and respond to them, something that didn't happen in 2012. Quite frankly, Herman Cain was just too controversial to handle, and even Republicans did not want his nomination to ignite and linger.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Rick, and please enjoy this coming weekend, folks, as I hope you enjoy all weekends.
We shall. Cheryl Atkinson's coming up next right after a quick check of the traffic and weather at 7:18.
In Virginia, watch for an accident now on northbound 395 at Duke Street. It is in the right lane, steady or left to get by. The earlier wreck northbound on 95 at Garrisonville at exit 143 has been cleared. Northbound 95 at Dale City, an accident reported there. Earlier wrecks on the BW Parkway north and southbound after 197 cleared away. And due to the Cherry Blossom Festival Parade happening today, 12th Street will be closed between Independence Avenue and Constitution Avenue, and 14th Street also closed between Independence Ave and Pennsylvania Ave. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some rain around the area this morning, but we'll have a high of 77 by this afternoon. Thunderstorms tomorrow, high 78. Cloudy and windy on Monday, high to 63. Sunshine Tuesday up to 69. Clouds on Wednesday, high 78. Right now, 64. We're headed to 77, and it's 7:19.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the host of Full Measure on ABC 7. It's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and it's good to have you with us, Cheryl.
Good to be here. Thank you.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, major story, his arrest this week at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And it's interesting because over the years, he's been the victim of a number of different smears. You wrote the book on smears, and I wanted to get your take because I think it's a very interesting look at Julian Assange.
Well, yes, whatever's going on with him with these current charges that are coming against them. There's always a story behind the story, isn't there? And I did some research on Assange when I was working on a story about him and found out a lot of really interesting things. One of them is there's documentation showing that Assange and WikiLeaks were targeted by government contractors, PR workers, for a smear campaign, a very orchestrated campaign, around 2010. And these documents show that they were going to pull out all the stops to try to discredit him and WikiLeaks any way they could. They mention using social media, using all kinds of tactics. It's really a playbook for a smear. Now, as luck would have it, or as maybe coincidence would have it, three of the people mentioned in this document, Julian Assange and two associates of his that were discussed that had to be smeared, were ultimately accused in public of rape by women, but they were never prosecuted, none of them. So, in other words, they were smeared publicly. I don't know if they committed these crimes or not, but I can only tell you they weren't prosecuted after the women made these charges, and yet these charges still hover around them today, including Assange. I heard people in the wake of his arrest say, yes, he's a rapist. I heard congressional officials say you can tell what kind of character he is because of the rape accusations against him. And when you dig into those rape accusations, by the way, the accusation from the two women, according to reports, is two women separately accused Assange. They said that they were having consensual sex with him, that they changed their mind midstream, and because he didn't stop, that's where the rape allegations came about. So, again, there's always a story behind the story, it seems to me, and there definitely is a smear campaign against Julian Assange.
Typically, with people as polarizing as Julian Assange, you either love him or hate him. But with Assange, it's different. People have sort of evolving opinions of him.
Well, you know, if people are the type of person that waits around for the party to tell them what to think, and I do think a lot of people kind of wait to hear what their favorite Democrat or Democrat media tells them, or Republican or Republican media, you don't really know what to think of Assange, because you remember a few years back, a lot of liberals loved him and conservatives didn't. And they liked, you know, liberals liked him for sort of the free speech, journalism-y aspect of it. He was publishing documents, to my knowledge, that have never been proven wrong, without a filter, and doing the job that he was saying journalists should be doing, exposing information that, you know, we weren't doing a good job at. But then he exposed documents, as you know, from the Democrat Party that made them look bad, that, to my knowledge, were never discredited. They just, you know, were internal documents. And, of course, Democrats then didn't like him. And some Republicans came to like him during that time period. Now everybody's all mixed up. I've heard people on both sides express different opinions. He's one of those polarizing figures where people don't seem to know quite what to make of him. My advice, do a lot of your own research and reading, and certainly make up your own mind on this one. I wouldn't believe everything you read and hear about it.
You have an interesting story on Full Measure tomorrow morning, and it is involving alleged photographic evidence from Iran's nuclear files. And I think this is intriguing.
You know, this didn't get a lot of attention when it happened. People probably heard that Israel had raided Iran, a warehouse, and had pulled out a whole bunch of documents, tons of stuff. But those documents have now been analyzed, and James Rosen, who works for us, formerly of Fox News, but he's with us now and will be on Full Measure on Sunday, has been talking to experts about these documents and found out President Trump may be onto something when he claims, and he differs with his intelligence chiefs about this, when he claims that Iran may not be following the spirit of the nuclear deal, where they promised to disclose everything they've been doing in the supposed march toward nuclear weapons and nuclear power. Maybe they didn't, according to these documents, and maybe Trump was onto something. Rosen will have that story tomorrow.
We see so many ads on television for prescription drugs. They have side effects that they mention often in the ads, and you've got a great story tomorrow morning, the headline on it, "Do Drug Ads on TV Make Us Healthier or Hurt Us?" And I think that is a question that a lot of people ask when they see these ads.
Well, by way of background, Rick, do you remember a time when prescription drug ads were not allowed on TV in the United States?
That has been a long time back.
It kind of has been. A lot of people don't know that they were banned in this country on TV until about 1997. After a lobbying campaign, the FDA gave them the green light, and of course they spend billions now advertising. We are one of only two countries that allows this. Why? Well, medicine does a ton of good, but as everybody knows, drugs and vaccines also have side effects. Every single one of them does. And it used to be thought, and it's thought in every other civilized nation pretty much besides us, that doctors should be making those determinations, that we shouldn't be marketed to like other products. Well, when the FDA decided to let these drug companies market on TV, it came with the caveat that the drug companies had to disclose serious side effects and risks. The question now is, and since I've been investigating this, the FDA has announced an investigation of its own. The question is, are some drug companies posing these risks or presenting them in such a way we won't remember them or that we won't pay much attention to them? Have they figured out how to market to us in a way we don't understand really what we're doing when we ask for these drugs? And in some cases, are they advertising medicines and vaccines without disclosing any of the risks at all by using certain loopholes? We're going to talk about that. And I think because they give so much money through advertising to networks and TV and broadcasting, that's why when all of this started, you quit seeing so much aggressive reporting about topics like this. So we're one of the only places, I think, that will cover these sorts of important issues.
And if someone is listening this morning that is taking one of these prescription drugs that sees these ads, that's a kind of a must-watch segment tomorrow on Full Measure. 10 o'clock, ABC 7, also on News Channel 8 throughout the day. And as always, Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Michelle, 727, Saturday morning update. We've got KT McFarland and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
Meet Jerry. He suffers from sleep apnea.
I could wake the dead with my snoring.
But CPAP wasn't working for him. That's when Jerry discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP.
There's just no feeling like it.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask and review important safety information, visit inspiresleep.com.
There is so much to do at Live Casino and Hotel, you won't know where to start. So we thought we'd help with an itinerary. First, step into your luxurious room. Next, drop by the spa for some unwinding time. Work up an appetite playing your favorite slots and table games. Then satisfy those cravings in one of our world-class dining options. After dinner, catch a show. There's 24/7 fun at Live Casino and Hotel. Book a stay and get away. Visit livecasinohotel.com for details. Just 30 minutes from D.C., off the BW Parkway. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
WMAL. Chris Plant here. I'm guessing you outsource a lot of things in your life. You've got your insurance person, an accountant, a hairstylist, dry cleaner, maybe a personal trainer. So why don't you have a personal matchmaker to help you find the most important partnership of your life? Listen, I recently met with the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch in their D.C. area office, and they're amazing professional matchmakers who help people find connections for a living. They get to know you much better than any app can. Best of all, they get you on real dates with real people in a fun and safe environment. Could be lunch or just drinks after work. With the matchmakers at It's Just Lunch on your side, you'll save time, energy, and find someone who fits your lifestyle. It's Just Lunch members are just like you. They're relationship ready and excited to go on high quality dates today. Find your local personal matchmaker right now by visiting itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Sanctuary Cities, 5G, and also the Mueller Report and Attorney General Barr. All the topics we're coming on. KT McFarland and Tony Schaefer on the way. Right now, Heather Curtis has the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump's latest plan for dealing with illegal immigrants seeking asylum is to send them to sanctuary cities. Correspondent Sarah Westwood.
After White House officials insisted that a plan to release those migrants specifically into sanctuary cities was just something that was raised informally in a meeting that was quickly shot down, President Trump himself confirmed it in a tweet and later in remarks that this was indeed a proposal that his administration is seriously thinking of doing.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that proposal's unworthy of the presidency. Emancipation Day is not until Tuesday, but celebrations are underway in the district today, including the annual parade.
We celebrate Emancipation Day, commemorating the historic day when President Abraham Lincoln signed the Compensation Emancipation Act, freeing over 3,000 enslaved people in the District of Columbia.
The city's secretary, Kimberly Bassett, says today's parade steps off at 2 from Pennsylvania Avenue. And Emancipation Day celebrations are just one of many events happening in the district today that could snarl up traffic. The Nats and Caps have home games and the Cherry Blossom parades this morning. So if you're heading downtown, you may want to leave your car at home. Director of the district's Department of Transportation, Jeff Marudian.
We ask that everybody plan ahead and expect travel delays, as there will be a lot of visitors traveling throughout the district.
He recommends you take public transit instead of your car. In sports, the Nats fell to the Pirates 6-3, game two in that series today, and the Caps take on the Hurricanes in game two of the playoffs. Up next, traffic and weather.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, realtor with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and from Pointing You Home, heard right here on WMAL. For the past 30 years, I've been helping individuals just like you sell their homes. I've put together my Market Ready Guide that will teach you the basics, like market timing and what home renovations give you the highest return. These sell for $19.99, but if you're one of the first 20 callers, I'm going to give it to you for free and free shipping. Pick up your phone right now and call 800-990-104. That's 800-990-104.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch for an accident to Virginia on southbound 395 at Duke Street, blocking the left side of the roadway. The right lane is the only lane getting by at this time, and traffic is very slow approaching this accident scene. Now, also keep in mind on 395, the HOV lane's closed for the weekend roadwork between Edsel Road and Washington Boulevard. Earlier accident, northbound 95 at 610 in Garrisonville, all cleared away. Elsewhere in the district, do keep in mind some street closures because of the Cherry Blossom Festival Parade. 12th Street is closed between Independence Avenue and Constitution Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain, then mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 70s. Right now, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 42119. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject change. Connection pro backup limited up to 8 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes. Your lucky cap. Your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College, State University, Global Campus, made for you. UMUC's undergraduate business programs were designed with you in mind. Take advantage of bachelor's degrees in fields like accounting, finance, human resources management, marketing, and more. Grow the skills today that will help you become a leader tomorrow. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And indeed, this is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us each week, and he is the author of Operation Dark Heart, among his credits. Tony, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, 6 seconds of testimony from William Barr set the world aflame, and here is what the Attorney General, William Barr, said in testimony this week that got them all going.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
That was it. What do you think?
Well, he's simply, I think, reflecting what's publicly known. WMAL's own Mark Levine has been way ahead of this, as have been I, with the observations of what the mainstream media has reported. The New York Times has reported on the surveillance that Comey calls it, is spying, over and over. So now at this point, when the man in charge of the Justice Department simply reflects the obvious, the left-wing media seems to be going crazy. And I think that it's almost like the old saying, thou dost protest a bit too much. Because I think it's what's going on here. I think people know what's going on, and it's about to come back at him. And I think he's just saying, I'm going to look at it.
Well, what's interesting, Tony, is that the narrative was collusion, and I think everybody's money was on Mueller coming out and obviously indictments for collusion. That didn't happen.
Right.
So they've lost that talking point, even though they're still trying to beat the dead horse. That's gone. Now you've got the tables possibly turning on people at the Department of Justice and the FBI at the top levels in the Obama White House. The tables are starting to turn. There might be something there.
Well,
obviously, these people are freaking out.
That there is something there. And when you have James Comey sitting in front of an audience and saying, I had no idea that surveillance was spying. I mean, come on.
I think if you look it up in Webster's, you're going to probably see it as a synonym.
Right. And I think this is where this is the theater of the absurd. You now see grown men and women attempting to essentially work in, I mean, they've taken the novel 1984 and used it as a how-to manual. And that's what you see now, trying to rewrite recent history and change the definition of words in real time.
I want to turn to a man from Germantown, Rondell Henry, 28-year-old, indicted Thursday for his plot to run over a crowd of people at National Harbor. I guess conditions weren't right for him at Dulles Airport, and he had made the plan to go to National Harbor. He was arrested after surveillance footage showed him and a stolen truck at National Harbor. He was sleeping there. And he could get at least 10 years in prison if convicted. Now, I know that you are an expert in this area and you actually do consulting in this area. Kind of summarize your thoughts on this guy and the fact that he was caught in advance.
Yeah, it's good news for the good guys. And I do. I've worked as the Homeland Security Advisor to the Sheriff of Decatur down in Stafford County. I'm sure some of his departments listening to this as we speak. They and others are integrated in this larger counterterrorism network that the NYPD runs. And the bottom line here, Rick, is that the monitoring of certain patterns and of certain vehicles are of interest now to law enforcement. It's not about trying to suppress anybody's freedoms. It's all about looking for indicators of a potential attack. And as you point out, this individual did a reconnaissance. He actually went out and looked around and looked at one target, which was hardened, and went to a second target, which wasn't. And those very acts of reconnaissance are detectable. So if you know what you're looking for and you know kind of a pattern, these sort of things can be detected. But you've got to have that freedom of access to data and solid communication between law enforcement entities. And that's what happened here, the latter two. So that's why you saw a prevention of an attack. And I think as long as law enforcement can use intelligence properly, you're going to see, you know, we have a good shot at stopping these sorts of things.
Okay, so this is not a guy that you would necessarily expect to be a terrorist. You know, he's a naturalized citizen. He's living in Germantown. His name is Rondell Henry. But I guess he went online and was radicalized. And how do you detect that?
Well, that's the thing. He probably was on some list, watch list already, because there is a pattern also to the radicalization. We've seen through certain social media outlets that you're going to have this ISIS hate indefinitely. You're not going to get rid of it all. And certain individuals are going to be drawn to it. Some people will just watch it. Some people will react to it. This individual reacted to it, and that's the key. You have to look for that flashpoint where a conversion happens from simply being interested to wanting to take action. And fortunately, again, in this case, Rick, I think that law enforcement was ahead of it.
I want to turn to Julian Assange, and as we were talking with Cheryl Atkinson earlier, he's kind of a puzzle to a lot of people. You can't figure which way to go on this guy, and you've met him. Give us your thoughts on him from, you know, you having met him and his arrest.
Yeah, I met him years ago at an MSNBC interview where he and I were both on. I talked to him afterwards because, you know, being a whistleblower myself, I said, look, I think you need to find a way to integrate what you're doing into a larger legitimate whistleblowing thing. And I tried to offer up access to members of Congress to help him do that. And, of course, he was completely disinterested, which really told me at that point, Rick, all I needed to know. This man was not out to actually do work to fix things. He was out to disrupt things. So I don't think he has in his own mind any sense of loyalty or purpose other than to be disruptive. He's a true anarchist. And, you know, I think he's about to find out that his being involved as a co-conspirator, and let me be clear on this because I'm on the side of prosecuting him because he didn't just take information. He actually set up Bradley Manning to be a spy. It was a very fine line between reporting the news and being an instigator to give someone tools and guidance on how to hack or get information out. And that's the crossing the line, and that's what he did with Manning.
So it's kind of the difference between a journalist and an anarchist, huh?
Yeah, precisely.
All right, want to turn to Afghanistan. We lost three soldiers there this week. And what would you see as the path to a successful and victorious exit from Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's a great question. We continue to lose folks. As a matter of fact, the spot where these three were killed, I've actually run convoys, combat convoys through. And I put a chapter in my book called The Path to Victory in my book, Operation Dark Heart. And essentially it's two things. We've got to find a way to stop Pakistan from supporting the current insurgency, the Taliban. This is similar to what had to happen in the Irish Republic regarding the IRA and Northern Ireland. When the Irish Republic stopped support for the IRA started to wither. And we have to look at the same thing here. And secondly, we cannot presume, Rick, that we're going to have a central Afghan government. All of our energy is going into trying to set up this artificial entity we created. The Afghan people aren't ungoverned, they're self-governed, and we have to go back and start working at the tribal level like we did to achieve the victory over the Taliban back in 2001 and 2002. So those are the two things. It's very simple. I think we can maintain some level of momentum where we're going, but the moment we step away at the way we're going to do it now, I think we're going to see fall into chaos, and that's what we want to prevent.
30 seconds, Tony. Is it time to take Michael Avenatti off the list of potential Democratic presidential candidates?
Oh, God. You know, Rick, I've thought about this a lot, and I'm going to go against the conventional wisdom. And I believe at this point, Michael Avenatti, based on what he's doing and his indictments, is probably the best qualified candidate on the Democrat side to be president, based on the record of their previous leaders. And I think he just wasn't as good as others in hiding him. But, you know, Rick, give the man a chance. He can probably actually do a pretty good job of leading from prison. And look at it this way. He's, you know, the White House is a federal piece of territory. So is a penitentiary. So while he's serving in prison, his good, you know, he can do get good time points off for being president. I think it all works out very well for him.
Well, if he's at San Quentin or Folsom, he can carry his home state. So,
that's right.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:45, Saturday morning update. We'll talk to KT McFarland next. First, though, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, watch for the accidents on southbound 395 at Duke Street, blocking the left side of the roadway. Only the right lane is getting by, and traffic is jammed from Seminary Road. Also, an accident now reported on the ramp from 28 northbound to go eastbound on 66. Use caution there. Traveling in Maryland, BW Parkway accidents all cleared away at 197. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain around the area this morning, high of 77 today. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high 78. Cloudy on Monday, high 63. Sunshine on Tuesday, high 69. Clouds on Wednesday up to 78. Right now, 65 headed to 77, 746 Saturday morning update.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it'll be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at getethos.com. That's getethos.com. Getethos.com.
It's the most beautiful time of the year in D.C. That's right, the Cherry Blossom Festival. I love seeing the cherry blossoms on the Tidal Basin. But I don't love the traffic, and I don't love looking for a parking spot. Good news. Spot Hero saves you the time and hassle of finding a parking spot anywhere, whether you're headed to work or to see the cherry blossoms or even to the airport. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and pick your spot. Take $10 off your first park on the app with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
7:49 Saturday morning update, WMAL. And if you've missed the show the last couple of weeks, you would have missed the fact that KT McFarland is back with us on the Saturday morning update. And of course, KT, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs at the Pentagon. She was working with President Reagan and Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, former aide to Henry Kissinger, of course, former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House in the Trump administration. KT, wonderful to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
And we are looking forward to Witch Hunt, the book that you are working on, and you will keep us posted on that as the weeks and months progress.
You'll be the first to know, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. That's fabulous. I appreciate that. I'm going to hold you to that, by the way.
Okay.
Sanctuary cities, a huge topic this week, and President Trump making comments yesterday about transporting illegal immigrants into sanctuary cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, among them. And the Democrats went up in flames over it. Your thoughts on that idea that Trump is floating?
You know, I fail to see the outrage. Well, I fail to see the outrage of just about everything in Washington, except their dysfunction. But it's the humane thing to do. At this point, the whole system is overwhelmed along the border. We know that there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands more immigrants, refugees, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, they're headed to the southern border. But what we're doing now is it's so overloaded that at least 1,000 a day are being released, just released, catch and released into the border towns, which is making the border towns' life even worse than it has been. So I think the humane thing to do for the illegal immigrants who are coming is to take them to these sanctuary cities. They'll receive generous health and education benefits, and these communities seem to be eager to have them, and they've already made clear they're not going to prosecute them for crimes. So I think it's a win for everybody. It's a win for the cities who want them. It's a win for the border situation, which is untenable and totally overwhelmed. And it's a win, a humanitarian win, for the refugees.
Well, what was interesting to me is all of the mayors that I saw the tweets from about this were, instead of opening arms, they were up in arms about it. And none of them seemed to want to welcome any of the immigrants. All they wanted to do was criticize the president for the policy. And
yeah, it's become politicized. There was a really fascinating little segment in one of the news shows I watched in the last 2 weeks where it was interviewing people from Europe. It was interviewing people from whatever the northern European country was. It was had originally welcomed a lot of the refugees from the Middle East. And they were asked one person after another, man on the street interviews, don't you think it's a good thing, or what do you think about welcoming refugees into the country and into the community and into people's homes? And 20 out of 20 said, oh, yeah, it's absolutely the right thing to do. And then the reporter said, standing next to me is Abdul. He's in that same situation. He's a 20-year-old male from a Middle Eastern country, and he has nowhere to stay. Wouldn't you welcome him into your own home? 20 out of 20 came up with an excuse why it couldn't be them. So the hypocrisy is pretty stunning on the part of just about everybody. And I want to point out, I'm from New York. I'm not a Washingtonian. And the hypocrisy that the rest of the country sees when they look at Washington is just they throw up their hands and say, fix this thing, you guys.
You are known for your expertise on national security, and there's been a lot of debate over the illegal aliens that come in, are they just families? Are there potential terrorists in there? Are there potential criminals? Help us to understand the reality there.
Well, we're probably one of the only countries in the world outside of Europe that really has no control over our borders. And because of the unwillingness of Pelosi and the Democrats to even talk to Trump about a compromised solution on border security, we have no control over our borders. We have no idea who's in the United States, where they've come from, how many of them, what threat they pose to our security, to our economy, to our people. And yet the solution is so easy, and it's so within our grasp.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about with you this morning is important, and that is the 5G story, because, you know, it's a technology story for a lot of people, but it's not just a matter of download speeds or your laptop or your PDA and getting things 100 times faster, which they say 5G is capable of, this new 5G network.
Right.
It's not just technology, but it's really almost more importantly a national security story.
Yeah, and here's why. The country which has dominated the technology of the future technologies, for the going back to the Roman Empire, has always been one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful country in the world. That's one of the reasons why China, 500 years ago, was a dominant country, and then it refused to embrace modern technology with the Industrial Revolution, and so it fell behind. What we're now seeing is China coming back and deciding it wants to dominate all of the 10 technologies of the future, most particularly its internet domination. So 5G is, like you said, it's a whole lot more than just faster speeds when you're downloading a Netflix movie. What it means is that the Chinese, if they build the 5G infrastructure in country after country after country, they've already, Italy and others in Europe have agreed, Mexico's looking at it, they're providing a competitor to ours, it's a little bit cheaper, but what it gives the Chinese is the ability to listen in to everything. Listen in to every phone call, listen in to look at every text message, at every email, see every website that you're visiting, everything you're buying, anything you're anybody you're talking to. They're already doing that to their own people. Now, can you imagine if the whole world is wired by the Chinese? It's Chinese equipment. Huawei makes a lot of the equipment of a big Chinese company. And if they're making the entire infrastructure of the Internet, they're not going to do with it what we did, which is fine, everybody, freedom of choice, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom of everything. The Chinese will use it as a way for them to dominate the world. And I personally find that chilling. Now, some people are saying, well, it wouldn't be the Chinese government. It would only be Chinese businesses. China has a law on the books that a Chinese business or an individual, if it's asked by the government or the military to cooperate or to spy on behalf of the government or the military, they must do it as their response. And they could be jailed if they don't do it. So what you're basically doing is handing over the infrastructure of the world communication system to the Chinese military. And then they will dominate not just the Internet, not just your lap speed, your download speeds on your laptop. They'll dominate the future.
Well, I know we have many staffers on Capitol Hill. Of course, the Congress has gone home for 2 weeks, but we have a lot of staffers that listen. And I hope those staffers have heard your concerns and that they will take some action to do something about this. KT McFarland, as always, wonderful to have you with us. We will see you next weekend.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much. 7:57, Saturday Morning Update, WMAX.
Didn't win the office pool? Rebound with 4K a day.
Amazing.
Your chance to win $1,000 happens four times each weekday.
Woohoo!
It's 4K a day on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
There is so much to do at Live Casino and Hotel, you won't know where to start. So we thought we'd help with an itinerary. First, step into your luxurious room. Next, drop by the spa for some unwinding time. Work up an appetite playing your favorite slots and table games. Then satisfy those cravings at one of our world-class dining options. After dinner, catch a show. There's 24/7 fun at Live Casino and Hotel. Book a stay and get away. Visit LiveCasinoHotel.com for details. Just 30 minutes from D.C. off the BW Parkway. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's back, the legendary $49 HVAC inspection from FH Fur. You know FH Fur. He's the guy on the back of the truck, and he's rewarding smart homeowners who know now is the perfect time to get a comprehensive HVAC inspection for just $49. Have your system checked before you turn on the AC and save money today. Call 877-CALL-FUR and ask about the $49 HVAC inspection, or visit FHFur.com today. 877-CALL-FUR or visit FHFURR.com.
Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Remember to check out our annual Outlook seminar by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and clicking on Annual Seminar. The goal of our seminar is clear. We'll leave economic predictions to the talking heads and instead help you understand what the markets themselves are telling us. Log in and see how the evidence suggests you can be positioned to properly balance potential return with risk management.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense is next, right after the news with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.